We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ron, we have our own cheering section outside the glass wall there.
Well, we did. They've moved on.
They're gone. I guess they had enough of me.
Little tour of the building, and they looked at the back of your head and said, enough is enough, and they moved up the aisle. How are you today? Agitated?
A little bit agitated. I'll tell you exactly what happened. My dog has had, let's just say, stomach problems, so I've been up a couple of different nights this week, and I woke up today at 3:30, couldn't get back to sleep, anxious about seeing you, of course.
Welcome to my world.
Trying to write a column, trying to do a lot of different things, but now I'm getting it together. You saw me. I was meditating before the show.
You were? You were
deep breathing.
Like a zen-like state?
Yes, a little, that type of thing. And now I think I'm ready. Mentally prepared. You?
Well, good. We got a good show today. Bouchette will be along at 11. Bob Grove talking Pens at 12. Got a lot of ground to cover, as we always do.
Well, we covered a lot yesterday.
Wow, Ron. It was a show, wasn't it?
Yes, and it was happening so fast and furious that I'm not sure I digested it all until I got home. So I'm curious from your perspective, and then I'll share mine regarding many different issues, starting with the Ben mystery from Sunday. To read Ed Bouchette's story today, there was no mystery. It was simply, in Ed's opinion, it was simply Ben needed medication, Ben got medication, told him when he was ready, when the medication kicked in, and went back in the game.
Yeah, I mean, I get that. I still think they weren't going to put him in unless they felt like they were going to lose the game, and they felt like they were going to lose the game. They put him in. He pulled it out temporarily, and then the defense and the kicker let him down. I believe that the medication takes some time to kick in, but I just don't think they really wanted to play him. They didn't want to take a chance with him unless they felt like they had to. And they had to. And, you know, he did his part. The defense and kicker didn't do their part. So I buy Ed's view, but my feeling is they weren't just waiting for him to get medicated. They didn't want to play him, and then they had to.
Well, I believe that. I believe you there. If it was as simple a case of Ben gets medication, let's wait till medication kicks in. Oh, it kicked in just as they're going for the go-ahead touchdown.
Right.
Now I'm ready to go in. Then why didn't everybody just say that? Why get into X-ray machines and the Cincinnati game and everything else?
I think the Cincinnati game was fair because it was kind of the same deal. They didn't want to play a one-armed quarterback unless they felt like they had to, and I think that's what they felt on Sunday. But no, I'm with you on the X-ray stuff.
There was no need to go into any of it,
right,
except for a simple, like I said.
We had to wait for the medicine to kick in.
Ben had a rib injury at halftime, a lot of pain, got a shot. We had to wait till the shot kicked in. Then he communicated with me how he felt, and then he was ready to go in.
Right.
So I'm not buying it, actually, any of it. And I'm wondering.
So what do you think happened?
Well, the question for me becomes,
if you're not buying any of it, what are you buying?
If they're selling stories of X-ray machines and contradicting themselves, as Tomlin did multiple times yesterday, then what are they trying to cover up, or why are they blaming an X-ray machine for what? And it's because Mike Tomlin and maybe Kevin Colbert too had the nerve to look past the Oakland Raiders,
right,
given their history against terrible teams on the road.
That's what I said. I don't think they wanted to play him and take a chance unless they felt like they were going to lose. And they determined to come. You got your fan club behind you, by the way, again. They're all looking in at you.
Yeah.
Boy, they're saying, I want to grow up and be Joe Starkey one day. These kids are.
Spare them
they got stars
please
in their
them.
Eyes. And they said, we want to be Joe Starkey. I think that's a reasonable explanation. Yeah, I think they did. They felt like they were going to win the game with Josh Dobbs, and they watched four series and came to the conclusion, we're in some trouble here.
And then all these stories that we're hearing, that my real point, Ron, is I think a concoction to cover up for all of that.
That could be, sure.
I mean, why else do it? Why not just say he had a shot, he was hurt, and we had to wait till it kicked in, period.
Absolutely.
Everybody would have, I think, bought that,
right, sure.
Right? We're going to hear from Ben and what he had to say yesterday when you sort of let him through the proceeding of events. just a strange situation. And then I have to ask Ron, if even if it's as simple as the shot waiting for it to kick in, did they then put their quarterback in harm's way? If I believe everything they said, like, wow, we don't know what this injury is. We have no idea. It could be myriad things, Tomlin said. They were concerned. Never had an x-ray. How did they know he wasn't playing with broken ribs then?
They didn't. They put him in because they wanted to win the game.
Right, right. So
did they put him in harm's way? I think he communicated, too, to them, you know, like, I can protect myself. I can defend myself. That's the biggest thing. Whether he can throw it 100 miles an hour, I think, is irrelevant. He said that to us. A, am I hurting the team by going back in? And B, can I protect myself?
Well, right.
And I think he felt like he could protect himself.
Sure, once the medication kicks in, you can protect yourself. But what are you covering up? To hear them tell it, we don't know what they were covering up. They had no idea what the injury was. So, I don't know, Ron. We'll hear from you and Ben coming up here, and then perhaps we can put that story to rest because it's time to move on here.
Got a game this week against the New England Patriots. Chris Hoke will be with us tomorrow in the 11 o'clock hour. We always like to hear Chris complain about how they were cheated by the Patriots back in the day. So, man, I just looked up some of the records and numbers against Belichick, Brady. Not good for the home team this week. Not good.
I think we mentioned yesterday.
And Gronkowski's numbers are just unbelievable.
Did he catch every pass on that winning drive last year?
I think he did,
including the two-point conversion.
184 yards, I think.
If you have that drive in front of you and you can look it up, I believe it was a 70-some yard drive with every single pass to him, including the two-point conversion.
He had 9 for 168 last year. Now, he didn't score the touchdown. He had no touchdown catches last year.
Who scored the TD there, I wonder?
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. But I looked up his numbers. He's played six games against the Steelers. Okay, he missed one. He missed the championship game. Remember when Le'Veon got hurt early? He was out that year. He's averaged 6.5 catches for 111 yards against them with 8 touchdowns in those 6 games. That's just unbelievable.
Well, I heard Ben yesterday when he talked about, and you quoted him in your column today, you know, everybody does this to the Patriots. I get it. But from the defensive side, yeah, Brady does this to everybody, but not quite this. The numbers against Mike Tomlin are embarrassing. Before Bince had that interception last year, Ron, Tom Brady,
23-0.
23 touchdowns and no picks.
He's played 8 games against 8 games against Tomlin's defense, and 23 touchdowns, 1 interception. That came last year.
Is this a slightly diminished
Now, let me give you the records, too. It wasn't just Tomlin. Cowher was 1-4 against Brady and Belichick, including the losses, twice in the AFC Championship game, right?
Yeah, once half to Bledsoe, but yes.
And then he was 1-4. Tomlin is 3-7 against Brady, Belichick, but one of his two wins came when Matt Castle played instead of Brady. So against Brady and Belichick, he's 1-7.
Yeah, and a lot of people have terrible records against Brady. But
that
again,
win came on Halloween night in 2011.
But he doesn't do this to everybody. The numbers aren't like that, and you can look that up, what his numbers are against the Steelers. And the Steelers, the other salient point here is they're supposed to be better than most everybody. But he has shredded them. He has humiliated them. Is this a slightly diminished version of Brady? Let's talk about that coming up, Ron. Let's hear you and Ben talk about what transpired the other day. And eventually, this hour, I want to get into the Keith Butler-Mike Tomlin duo on defense. Exactly what is the dynamic there? And where do we go from here with Keith Butler if this continues to go south?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.